and finds herself thinking wistfully of racketing along in the metro and of the impossibly great way Parisian women have of wearing scarves. She decides that this is either another sign of serotonin normalization, daydreaming of another place, or get-the-hell-out-of-dodge reaction to Asian sluts on the browser. This increasingly massive and entirely unresolved issue she now has with Dorothea, someone she had scarcely known existed. She searched her memory for any way in which she might previously have earned this woman's enmity, but has found nothing. She is not much in the business of making enemies, although the quieter side of her profession, the sort of yay or nay evaluation Blue Ant is currently paying her for, can be problematic. A nay can cost a company a contract, or an employee, once an entire department, a job. The rest of it, the actual running to earth of street fashion, the occasional lectures to intent platoons of executives, generates remarkably little ill will. A red double-decker grinds past, registering less as Mirror World than as some Disney prop for Londonland. On a wall she spies freshly shingled copies of a still from the new fragment. It is The Kiss, already. In New York once, on an uptown train in rush hour during the anthrax scares, as she'd mentally recited the duck mantra, she'd found herself looking at a still no bigger than a business card, frame-grabbed and safety-pinned, from a fragment she'd not yet seen, on the green polyester uniform blazer of a weary-looking black woman. Case had been using the mantra to ward off a recurring fantasy that they would drop light bulbs full of the very purest stuff on the subway tracks, where, as she too well remembered, Wynne once having told her, it would take only a few hours, as the Army had evidently proven in experiments in the 1960s, to drift from 14th to 59th Street. The black woman, seeing her notice the little still, had nodded, recognizing a fellow follower, and Case had been rescued from inner darkness by this suggestion of just how many people might be following the footage, and just how oddly invisible a phenomenon that was. There are many more now, in spite of a general, and in her opinion entirely welcome, lack of attention from the major media. Whenever the media do try to pick it up, it slides like a lone noodle from their chopsticks. It comes in moth-like, under radar evolved to detect things with massive airframes, a species of ghost, or black guest, perhaps, as Damien had once explained hackers and their more autonomous creations are known in China. Shows dealing with lifestyles and popular culture, or with minor mysteries made to seem major, have aired the story, along with dubiously assembled sequences of fragments, but these elicited no viewer response whatever, except on FFF, of course, where the assemblages are ripped to shreds amid lengthy and passionate protestations of just how clueless it is to put, say, number 23 before number 58. Footage heads seem to propagate primarily by word of mouth, or as with Case, by virtue of random exposure, either to a fragment of video or to a single still frame,